After a brief thaw last week, winter has once again tightened its grip on the region, with another stretch of bitterly cold temperatures setting in. While the cold has been hard on just about everyone, it's creating some unique challenges for the agriculture sector. Local dairy farmer Janet Harrop says extreme winter weather can disrupt daily operations in ways most people don't see. Snow-covered and blocked rural roads can sometimes prevent milk trucks from getting through, which can mean fresh milk ends up going to waste.
They can't travel on the closed roads, so they can go on some of the side roads and cross over the closed roads, but often the side roads are just as bad. So they generally, eventually, often get to our place, but often they're a bit late. But like blizzard that went through not this past Christmas, but the one before, we had to dump milk. But happens very infrequently. You can have up to 3 days of milk. Because of, they don't want, obviously, anymore for the freshness of it. Anything over that, then you have to dump it.
Harrop says situations like that are rare, but when they do happen, they're frustrating. She says a lot of time and effort goes into making sure laneways are passable for delivery trucks, especially after a major snowfall. After a big storm, Harrop says they can spend hours just keeping laneways clear, sometimes up to 2 hours at a time, simply to make sure trucks can get safely in and out.
The cold, it's exhausting, right? If you, for people that are working out in the cold, you can layer up and everything, but it's still just exhausting by the end of the day. And you spend so much of your time, we probably, days like this, when it's snowing like this, we probably spend at least 2 hours a day just moving snow. And then at the end of the day, it snowed more and you got to move it again because everybody's got to be able to get, as I say, in and out of the laneway, because even if the milk truck can get to our laneway, it still has to get in our laneway, turn and back to the milk house. And we've, a few times with snow and wet snow, we've had to pull them in the laneway and we've had to pull them back to the barn. And then we've had to pull them back out of the laneway because these are big trucks. And it's mainly when they're coming in because they're empty when they come into our place. We're the first pickup of that load. And so they just don't have a lot of weight on them. But once they pick up our milk, they're usually okay.
Beyond access issues, Harrop says prolonged cold snaps can drive up operating costs on the farm. Extra fuel, electricity, and equipment all add up quickly when temperatures stay well below normal.
Yeah, significantly. Cows eat more because you need more calories to stay warm. Heating costs go up, sand costs, different things all go up. And fuel costs for equipment, repairs, things break in this kind of weather. It adds to cost. And, we've not had a lot of sun either, right? So this is a time of year where people really struggle with the lack of sunshine.
Harrop, who is also a member of the Wellington Federation of Agriculture, says these costs are just part of keeping animals healthy and operations running during extreme winter conditions. Still, she says, not everything about a cold, snowy winter is bad news for farmers. The constant cold and heavy snowpack can actually work in agriculture's favor.
When we've had winters where we have snow that comes and it thaws and then ice comes and then we get more snow and it thaws, I mean, it's really hard on the crops that are out in the field. So when you have snow that comes and it stays on the crops, it actually forms a really nice insulation blanket over top of the crops. And they do far better over the winter, especially our alfalfa and grass fields and then wheat that we planted last fall. They call it winter kill, which is generally that frost, thaw, freeze cycle. We don't have very much of it when we have winters like this. And the other benefit is that cold weather bugs don't really like it. So we've seen those warmer winters, we do have a higher pest insect issue with some of our crops. And when we have a really cold winter like that, they just don't survive over the winter.
And there may be some relief on the way. The forecast is calling for below seasonal temperatures for the rest of the week, but conditions are expected to gradually improve, with daytime highs staying above zero by next weekend. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grandit 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.